Amen. If the Senate will please come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Thursday, March 5th. Anderson, District 2.
Here.
Anderson, District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft. Excused. Dockstetter.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert. Hicks,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Kinski,
here.
Landon,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Pappas,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Ross,
here. Rothfuss, here.
Scott,
here.
Lomflatern,
here.
Wasserberger,
here.
President Nicholas.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
And the Father Trellenbach, if you would please lead us in the prayer. Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Play ball. Father, if Father Trellenbach, we may be here tomorrow, and we hope you come back. If we're here, we'll call you just to make sure if you come here, we're not here. You'll know in advance. But I would like to give you, just in case we don't, this is just a legislative coin that we give out just as to let you know that we do appreciate your coming here. And if we, maybe we'll see you tomorrow, maybe we won't. They're actually betting on whether we're going to see tomorrow or not.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being there. Let's see. We've got some. I guess we might as well do the reading, correction, approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March the 4th, 2015, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jeff Wasserberger, Chamber. Chairman.
Chairman. You've heard the report. Are there any objections? There being...
Objection! 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 Objection!
It was horrible.
Okay, the first question is, did the chief clerk get all that written down? Did you get the gist of that? Let's ask the majority floor leader if he kind of got the gist of it.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's appropriate that as we get to the end of the session that we very openly let the chairman of that committee understand and know how we feel. And so the rejection is appropriate. And there's still a couple of bills in your committee that you haven't heard yet. And my question is, are you going to hear them today or are they done for the session?
I think I'm going to answer that. Those bills will be heard next Monday. It's someplace in Gillette. Now, General Committee, if you have some other plan, you could tell us. But it better be consistent with that. Senator Esquivel.
Privilege of the floor.
You may.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, unless there are any objections, I would make a motion that this body reject the resignation of our good friend, fellow senator from Glenrock, Douglas.
You've heard the motion be made. The second, that the resignation not be accepted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That motion is passed. Senator.
To the governor, there may well be a veto on that.
Yeah, I think it's Governor Pam. All right, let's see. We have the former Secretary of State, Auditor Max Maxfield, that we wanted to honor today. Max, come on forward, and Eli, if you'll come on up here, we'll turn on that mic over there. Max, been a personal friend of all of us for many years. I guess Max, you and I really spent most of our time, we were doing the campaign for Uncle Dave statewide. We spent a lot of time together. So we have a resolution, and it goes like this. A resolution providing for recognition of Max Maxfield's service to the state of Wyoming and celebration of his many years of service to the state of Wyoming and expressing the deepest appreciation of the Senate of the Wyoming Legislature for these contributions to the state. Whereas Mr. Maxfield, Max, professional career was dedicated to public service organizations for 2 decades. He worked as the professional YMCA director. In 1987, Governor Mike Sullivan appointed him to be director of the Wyoming Recreation Commission. Afterwards, he became the first appointed director of the Wyoming Department of Commerce, a position he held for 5 years. During the late 1990s, he served as executive director of the Wyoming Make-A-Wish Foundation. Through those leadership positions, he provided valuable services to the state of Wyoming and to its residents. And whereas Mr. Maxfield, was twice elected as a state auditor, while state auditor, he worked with former Governor Jim Geringer to develop a compensation plan allowing state employees serving in the National Guard to receive their normal rate of pay while deployed. And whereas Max was, wherever it says Mr. Maxfield, I'm putting Max in. Max was twice elected as the Secretary of State. During his 8 years of service, his accomplishments included a new law requiring corporations registered in Wyoming to maintain a physical presence in the state, which eliminated fraudulent and illegal business practices of thousands of illicit businesses. I might add that my job as a registered agent became more difficult thanks to you. Appreciate that. Under Max Maxville's dedication and leadership, Wyoming residents were protected from illegal business activities while the state remained a welcome place for business to all others. He instituted a system of internet-capable online renewals for business licenses, developed a modern system of campaign finance reporting, and brought the state's voter registration system up to federal standards. And whereas in his capacity as acting governor, Mr. Maxville activated the Wyoming Natural Guard to combat flooding in the state and to assist with a natural disaster in Arkansas, all with extraordinary care and poise. Whereas throughout his term of office, he performed his duties and responsibilities in an exceptional manner with a demonstrated commitment to quality and excellence. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Senate of the State of Wyoming Legislature, the members of the Senate and the Wyoming Legislature sincerely thank Max Maxfield for his dedicated service to the State of Wyoming, which he performed with professionalism, competence, and composure. We embellished it a little bit. That the State of Wyoming transmit copies of this resolution to Max Maxfield in order to acknowledge his legacy of public service to the state of Wyoming. And it goes on as signed by all the members of the Senate. Max, it was it's deserved. We sure appreciate your years of service. And I guess the resolution doesn't fully describe all of your accomplishments, but it's just a token of our appreciation, and we really appreciate everything you've done. Give it.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, just be careful.
Be careful.
We always have the last word.
Mr. President, honorable members of the Senate, I'm deeply touched by this proclamation and by having the honor of being here today. Yesterday when they called me and said they'd like me here at 10 o'clock, I had no idea what it was for. I figured that perhaps it was discuss my new office in the renovated Capitol. And we're open to that. I have had the greatest honor of working with this body, having a tremendous staff to work with. We have a couple of my staff members here today. Welcome. But to work with you both as individuals and as committee members. And you look back on it with pride. We went all the way from when I came down here in 1987 to head up the Recreation Commission in the state parks to what we discussed then to all the way through to where we were talking about how we were get out of the place of being one of the top fraud-friendly states in the nation. And it was this body and the committees and the individuals that worked alongside to make that happen. We went all the way from cutting fraud to slamming a lot of the securities scams. And I never came to you one-on-one or in a committee that it wasn't taken seriously and that you didn't put the state first. And I am so proud of the things that we have accomplished together. As I look back at what's happened in the Cowboy State since 1987, it didn't happen because of me. It happened because of a great staff and a great legislature to work with, a great citizen Senate to work with. I will always remember this. And again, I am just deeply touched that you have taken the time to allow me to be here this morning and this tremendous recognition. I will cherish this. This will be in the Maxfield archives. And I'm trying to divide between the stuff my kids are just going to toss out and what they might see the value in. And I think this one will be a keeper. So, again, thank you so much, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Max. The next person that we'd like to honor today is Kleiner. Mark, you come on in. We have another resolution. Okay, Mark. You got a suit on. He's got a... Nice. So what we have here is... It's a joint resolution providing for recognition of Mark Kleiner's service to the Wyoming Legislature and celebration of his many years of service to the state of Wyoming and expressing the deepest appreciation of the Wyoming Legislature to his contribution to our institution. Be it resolved that the 63rd Legislature of the state of Wyoming, or by us, whereas Mark Kleiner began working with the legislative service in office in 1989 as a senior staff attorney and worked his way up to the ranks of LSO assistant director in 2000 and served in that role until 2015. And whereas Mark staffed many committees during his tenure at the LSO, including most recently the Joint Revenue Committee, Select Water Committee, and Management Council. And whereas Mark was considered the go-to guy for legislators and LSO staff members for issues relating to mineral taxes, property taxes, sales and use taxes, as well as legislative ethics and administration of Wyoming's legislative branch of government. And whereas before coming to the LSO, Mark worked for the Wyoming Attorney General's Office, serving as he served as a Wyoming Supreme Court law clerk and as a district court law clerk. And whereas Mark earned a Bachelor of Science degree in 1978 as well as a Juris Doctor from the University of Wyoming in 1981. Whereas Mark's sense of humor and caring demeanor, even in the most trying times, helped the LSO staff through demanding legislative sessions and was a model of success and professionalism for every LSO employee to follow going forward. Whereas during his service, Mark has carried out several unique duties, including singing the national anthem on horseback at rodeo conducted for the visiting legislators during the CSG West annual meeting in Cheyenne. I missed that. And played piano and led raucous singing of legislative service agency directors from surrounding states at the regional meeting hosted by Wyoming and Jackson. I missed that too. Man of all trades. Whereas Mark is known to his family, co-workers, and Sigma Chi brothers as one of the most thoughtful, loyal, and dependable people they know, and is also a devoted Christian father and friend who has had a deep impact on the lives of all whom we know. And whereas Mark is known to his family, co-workers, and Sigma Chi brothers as one of the most thoughtful, loyal, dependable people they know, who is devoted Christian father. That was so important we did it twice. I suppose, Did you actually prepare that, Mark, to make sure that we had double emphasis on that? Whereas Mark's work for the legislature has contributed greatly to the citizens of Wyoming, and his dedication to the LSL has proved invaluable to the institution and to the individual members of the legislature. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the legislature of the state of Wyoming, Section 1, that the members of the Wyoming legislature sincerely thank Mark Weiner for his loyal service to the legislative institution and especially for his professionalism and dedication in carrying out his duties and responsibilities. Section 2, that after 26 years of working with the Wyoming legislative branch of government, we wish him the best of luck on his as he begins the next chapter of his life, and that he enjoy his continued service to the legislative branch of government through and with the National Conference of State Legislators. And whereas, Section 3, that this resolution be transmitted to Mark so that he may know the significant impact that Wyoming's legislative branch of government, and that he may feel pride in his legacy of public service to the state of Wyoming. Mark, you've been a good friend for a long time. We're going to miss you.
Wow, I've never got to do this. Thank you. I really enjoyed my, obviously, if I hated it, I should have left about decades ago, but I really enjoyed working for you all since 1988. And I was often asked, you know, well, why, how do you put up with politicians and why do you do what you do? And I thought about that a lot, and I always said the same thing. I said, you know, it's very easy to criticize what's wrong in the world. It's very different to do something about it. And I said, you all do something about it. So I've always really enjoyed that. I've really always been proud of the LSO staff. I've been either directly or indirectly involved in hiring almost all of them and all of you that are standing around, and I would do it again. I totally would do it again. I look forward to the future. I know you don't use proper names. I know there's a lot of rules out here. I'll keep it quick. But I know, so I will be just an hour south in that other capital city that's just our neighbor to the south, working for that organization that's of national stature that supports you and all of your 49 other states.
Oh, Dallas.
In Dallas. He said that, I didn't. No, I'll be in Denver. So I'll look forward to seeing you all at other conventions and meetings by that other organization that I'm not allowed to say. So anyway, best of luck. I'm very grateful for the opportunities I've been given. And remember that your staff not only cares about the institution, but they care about you as people, too. Thank you. And so many of you have become colleagues, friends, mentors, and very special people to me, so I'm not leaving that. So thank you again. Good luck.
Mr. President, and I have one more. Well, there's several requests, but one is, could we have a corrected copy? Could you present a corrected copy? And for members of the Senate, listening and watching Mark up here reminds me of, I believe, 1987 when I first joined this body, and in 89 and all the work we've done together. But Mark is just such a special guy. And the one thing I really want to know, the other request is, are we going to have an opportunity for those birthday cakes? And I want to be sure that we will do that. So thank you very much, Mark, for your service. We're going to miss you.
LaVonda.
Good morning.
Come on in, and if you go, the mic's ready for you, Lamond. You've got a, I know you're pretty well prepared for this. You need. Well, it's addressed to Mr. President. I don't think I can do that. I'll let you do it. Why don't you go?
I'll just say that it's a real privilege to be here. Thank you so much. And it's an honor to be able to come before you with some interns this morning who will be honoring with a scholarship, as we've done for actually the last 21 years. So we've spent about $7,100 and encouraged our students that way. And this morning we have with us Casey Terrell, and he, let me just make sure I get the information right here. He will be attending the university, he is attending the University of Wyoming, and he'll be completing his bachelor's degree in political science this spring. And Katie Krell is a junior. She's also at the University of Wyoming and will have her bachelor's degree in political science with a minor in Spanish and be graduating in the summer of 2016. They've both been here full time, and hopefully many of you have been able to interact with them. Just wonderful students, and I'm very proud to be a part of this program and to be able to offer this service to you as legislators and as well as to the students who are able to benefit from the interaction that they receive and the mentoring that you provide. So thank you so much for this opportunity, and we do have a scholarship for both of them.
I guess, Lavonna, we'd like to hear from each one of them. If I could get my script back there, I'll even, I got to make sure. I think there's something for me to say on my script, but I probably don't need it. But thank you. If each one of you addresses, we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you so much for letting me come before you and for this generous scholarship. I really appreciate it. I have had a fantastic time. I've learned a lot. I've got to speak with lots of you. And I've been busy at work with Senator Scott and the Labor Committee. And so I really appreciate everything that this has been. I hope to continue on with policy work and hopefully help doing things like this possibly for the rest of my life, because I've loved doing this so much with you guys, and it's been an inspiration to see how hard you work every day. Thank you.
Thank you. Casey.
Katie does great work, and she's not easily followed up. One of my favorite quotes, and I'm a huge quote guy, is by Mr. Hutchins. He was a philosopher, and he said, "The death of democracy is not likely an ambush, assassination, but rather death by empathy and malnourishment and indifference." And when I come here and I see you all work, not so much across the hall, but I see individuals who are very excited about what they do, individuals who show up every morning and truly believe in the cause of why they're here, and individuals who want nothing more than the best for the constituents that they represent. So I want to thank you for not only what you do, but for the inspiration you provide to everybody that comes and sits in that gallery and sees democracy how it should be. So thank you for the opportunity to intern. Thank you for the scholarship. And thank you for what you do as an example to democracy.
Casey and Katie, thank you very much, and we appreciate all you've done with us. We know it's not easy to take time out to make these help us, but it really pays off for us having you here. Thank you very much. We've enjoyed your service. Thanks. We're at that order of business of messages from the House.
March the 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 492, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 214, Practice of Law Amendment. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 10, excused 1. March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 493, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 2, Investment of State Fund. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 485, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 80, trespassing to collect data, civil cause of action. Senate file listed above passed on a third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 486, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 118, Personal Opportunity with Employment Responsibilities. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 18, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 489, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 141, State Budget Development. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 38, noes 21, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 496, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 145, Hospital Uncompensated Care. The file listed above, passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 490, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 146, Spending Policy Amendment. Senate file listed above, passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 491, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 183, Insurance Coverage Early Refills of Prescription Eye Drop. Ayes 59, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 495, failed motion to reconsider. Mr. President, having failed a motion to reconsider by the vote indicated below, the following bill has been indefinitely postponed. Senate File 116, Legislature Compensation. Ayes 29, noes 30, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 487, third reading failed. Mr. President, the bill listed below failed to pass the House third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 121, Career and Technical Training Grants. Ayes 57, noes 32, excused 1. From...
Kelly?
What? Ayes 27, noes 32, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 488, third reading failed. Mr. President, the bill listed below failed to pass the House third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 138, Small Business Innovation Research Matching Funds. Ayes 26, noes 33, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 494, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the House appointed House conferees to meet with the Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 24. The House conferees are Representative Burkhart, Chairman, Representative Geer and Larson. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Is that it?
Concurrences. Senator Hicks, are you ready with respect to message number 485 addressing Senate File 80 House amendments?
Mr. President, I am.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 485, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 80, Trespassing to Collect Data, Civil Cause of Action. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd like to move concurrence on message number 485, the original Senate File 80, which is trespassing to collect data, civil cause of action. I want to ask the body for a yes vote on this, on the concurrence. Mr. President, just a little explanation of many of these amendments. If you'll remember, this was a companion bill that followed Enrolled Act number 61, which was signed by the governor this morning, which was the criminal trespass to collect data. The same amendments that occurred to that bill, because it moved forward before this and because this is a companion, it brings those conforming amendments in as that bill passed through the legislature. Same thing, if you start on page 2, just deleted some of the information that says crosses or crosses and just inserted the word to access, brought in a definition of collects data to more narrowly focus the bill, just some renumbering, then we get down to page 4, line 21. This just references back to that previous legislation that I talked about, Enrolled Act number 61. If you turn over to the next page, it did bring in another definition under subsection E, but that again was brought in from the previous bill on Senate File 12. Get down to the Committee of the Whole House Amendment Number 1. Just clarified some of the definitions in collect by striking the word private. Again, that was conforming with the previous legislation, third reading amendment number one by the House. Just again further modified that definition that collects to conform with what the previous legislation that passed out was. Added a new section 2 That section 2 will now revert down to the 4026101, which is the legislation that was recently signed by the governor this morning. If we go to the next page, on page 3, this is the Brother Nicholas Amendment that was brought on third reading on the House, and all this does is bring all that conforming language out of Senate File 12 and to Senate File 80 so that those marry up all the way through the statutes. With that, Mr. President, I'd ask for your favorable consideration of a yes vote on concurrence on message number 485.
Is there any discussion or are there questions on the message? If not, the motion is the Senate do concur on Senate File 80 on the House amendments to that file and that you vote aye. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Landon. Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments on Senate File number 80. Senator Scott, are you ready with respect to the concurrence request for on the House amendments to Senate File number 118?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 486, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 118, personal opportunity with employment responsibilities. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 18, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do concur with House amendments to Senate File 118, personal opportunity with employment responsibilities. And, Mr. President, I ask the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, this is a bill that loosens some of the requirements and abilities of people to have assets when they're on our power program, which is our welfare program. And it was designed to ensure people had better success when they left the program. Our bureaucracy does a marvelous job of getting people trained and out into the workforce and off this program. What the House did was discovered in the process we were discriminating against married people. Now, that's not a very common circumstance, but it does happen in this program. Most of the people on this program are single, but there are a few married ones, and the House corrected that discrimination. That's what their amendment was. So it makes a lot of sense what they did. And I know that the sponsor of the bill, before she had to leave, was aware of this amendment and thought it was one we ought to concur with. And I agree with that, so I urge the Senate to vote aye on concurrence.
Is there any discussion? There being none, the motion is that the Senate do concur with message number 486, which contains the House amendments to Senate File number 118, Personal Opportunities with Employment Responsibilities, and you've been asked to vote aye. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Aye.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 24 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File Number 118. Senator Peterson, are you ready with respect to message number 496, which contains the House amendments to Senate File 145, Hospital Uncompensated Care?
I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March the 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 496, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 145, Hospital Uncompensated Care. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message number 496 to Senate file 145, Hospital Uncompensated Care, and ask the body to vote no. This was a heavily debated little bill over there, Mr. President, and they had quite a few amendments. What finally stuck was they had on page 2 at the bottom, page 5, lines 7 through 13, they deleted the $5 million completely, and they found $1 million from the Hospital Endowment Challenge Fund that was created 7 years ago that hadn't been appropriated as of yet. It sunsets this July, so they basically have inserted the wording on page 3, section 2, taking that $1 million or whatever's left between now and the end of July, and then distributing that among the hospitals that have, and you can see the criteria there, 100 days of operation of cash. The other amendments aren't too bad. As you go on bottom of page 3 and 4, many of them are considered a good cleanup and some do's and don'ts and more criteria. But the deletion of the $5 million, we're down to the $1 million now, and I likened it pretty much, Mr. President, to taking a dollar out of my desk mate's pocket and giving it back to him. So,
you did that?
Yeah, I did that. All right. So, Mr. President, I would ask the body to vote no on this. Give us a chance this afternoon. Go down and try to work something out, an agreement between the House, and see if we can't put a little bit more money back into this.
Discussion on the amendment? There being none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on message number 496 containing the House amendments to Senate file number 145, Hospital Uncompensated Care, and you've been asked to vote no. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe? Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused. Dockstetter? Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Esquivel, no. Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Nope.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. One aye, 28 no, one excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate File Number 145. Senator Bebout, are you ready with respect to message number 490, addressing the House amendments to Senate File Number 146, spending policy?
Mr. President, I am.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
March 4th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 490, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 146, spending policy amendments. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Tricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 490, concurrence requested to Senate File 146, spending policy amendments. Members of the Senate, it's pretty amazing we can leave the Senate chambers with a well-written, well-thought-out bill, and we come back with this. I would ask the body to vote no. You can start out on page 2, line 19, about the unobligated balance and the governor's rec and not allowing him to do his job as governor. You go to page 2, and you look down there about the fiscal year 2021 and each fiscal year thereafter, we're going to go to an amount equal to 6%. It's always been 5%. I'm not sure they talked to the state treasurer. We did. We did our homework. I don't think they did. You go on down to page 2. Mr. President, I'm not going to go on and on. I just would hope the senators would vote no.
Any questions or discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 146, spending policy amendments, and that you vote no. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson District 2?
No.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft excused Stockstetter? Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Escobel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Why?
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern? Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. One aye, 28 no, one excused.
Attaboy, Kurt.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with the House amendments to Senate File Number 146. The Conference Committee on 146, the members of the Senate are Ross, Chairman, Perkins, and Nicholas. Let's see. What else have we had to work on?
President?
Yes.
You may.
President, I'd like to introduce a couple of people that are sitting over here next to Senator Coe. The first is my cousin and really my sister, Bess McGurr, and Dr. Duck. Dr. Duck's from Rock Springs, Bessie's from Casper. Let's welcome them to the Senate.
Welcome. Do we have any more work to do? Thank you. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to House Bill 214 Conference Committee report?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the report.
Joint Conference Committee report in regards to House Bill 214, Practice of Law Amendment. Reference Senate Message 341 to engrossed copy. Signing for the House, Representatives Brown and Stubson. Signing for the Senate, Representatives Nicholas, Perkins, and Ross.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report in reference to House Bill 214, Practice of Law Amendments, in reference to Senate Message Number 341, and ask the body to vote aye. Members of the Senate, as you can tell by your very powerful conference committee, we were able to teach the House the error of their ways concerning practice of law amendments. We artfully kept in Senator Scott's amendment, except for the language that was deleted is liable to be disbarred. That really is a function of the Bar Association through Bar Council and the Wyoming Supreme Court. And so we took that language out, but the rest stays in, and would urge your favorable aye vote.
Any discussion on the conference committee report? If not, the motion is the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report, reference Senate Message Number 341, addressing House Bill 214, Practice of Law Amendments. If the Chief Clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns? Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft excused Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Ross? Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report, reference message number 341 to House Bill 214. Does that conclude all of our work?
Yeah.
Do we have some signing and rolled acts? Or with that order of business of signing of enrolled acts? Senate Enrolled Act 75.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 75, being original Senate File 126, an act relating to water quality.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 75, being original Senate File 126. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 76.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 76, being original Senate File 3, and act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 76, being original Senate File Number 3. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 77.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 77 being original Senate File 9, and Act relating to the Wyoming Right to Farm and Ranch Act.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 77 being original Senate File Number 9. I so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 78.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 78 being original Senate File 56, an act relating to public lands.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 78 being original Senate File 56. I so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 79.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 79 being original Senate File 91, an act relating to charter schools.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 79 being original Senate File Number 91. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 80.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 80 being original Senate File 85, an act relating to the Long-Term Care Choices Act.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 80 being original Senate File 85. I have so signed. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2.
Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1 being original Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to authorize investment of state funds not designated as permanent funds of the state in equities by two-thirds of both houses of the legislature.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 being original Joint Resolution Senate 2. I so signed. House Enrolled Act Number 99.
House Enrolled Act Number 99 being original House Bill 85, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act Number 99 being original House Bill Number 85. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk for right now.
Mr. President, I request that the Senate stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Any messages? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Mr. President, one other thing while we're standing at ease. I want to announce that we have ice cream sundaes with a topping bar to celebrate goodbye to the Capitol over the noon recess. I don't like the sound of that goodbye to the Capitol very well. Maybe we'll see you soon.